This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's Family Time on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. We are always looking for things to do with our kids, you know, that doesn't involve going shopping. And joining me now to share more about what we can do right here in the city is Liana Tuff. She is a contributor with Happy Go KL here for our fortnightly series. Welcome, Liana. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having me here.
My pleasure. So, like I said, you know, constantly we're looking for things to do with our children. The shopping center is always the go-to place, yeah, isn't it? But, yeah. I mean, what are some fun things that we can actually do?
Well, my family and I, we just moved to KL a few months ago. So we've been busy exploring places to go to in KL. And we're very lucky to live next to Lake Gardens. And there's tons of things to do for my 4 and 2-year-old in Lake Gardens. So quite excited to share some of our favourite attractions.
Okay. And so obviously the gardens themselves, I mean, that must be a lovely place to take the children.
It's
so
really beautiful.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about some of the parks that you go to maybe.
So the Perdana Botanical Gardens is one of our favourite. It has this beautifully manicured gardens, but it also has rugged paths. So like my kids love to pretend that they're on a jungle track and love to go on like little adventures. And there's also like a really nice bamboo playhouse that would make a great picnic spot.
Okay.
Yeah. And other than that, they have plenty of water features and ponds where you can feed the fish. I'm not sure if you're actually allowed to feed the fish, but
yeah. It's one of those things that happens.
Yeah, and also there's a deer park. And, oh yeah, so one of my son's favourites, a chicken coop where they actually let the chickens roam freely so you can kind of chase them around.
Wow.
Yeah. And, of course, there's 2 large playgrounds, so plenty of space for them to burn their energy.
Okay. And is it conducive, I suppose, especially for small children, like, you know, your 2?
Yeah, they love it. There's plenty of space for them to run around. It's safe, but I guess adult supervision is always necessary. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they can sometimes we bring our bicycles or scooters there, and because the cars are not allowed in the area. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a really fun garden.
Okay, and when do you generally take your kids? I mean, is there a time where it's more crowded, for example?
Yeah, weekends are usually really busy. Mm-hmm. We try to go weekdays after about 4. See, it's the sun's still out, but it's not. There's plenty of shaded spaces.
Okay, all right. And aside from the parks, I think there's so many more other different attractions as well.
Yeah. There's a new one of our, I think this will soon be our new favourite place to go, which is the Taman Tugu Park. It's partially open. There's a track which is about 1 kilometre long. Mm-hmm. And it was easily completed by my 2-year-old.
Okay.
And it's really beautiful. It's a lot more rustic and natural compared to the botanical gardens. And we even saw like almost 100-year-old pulai tree, which is indigenous to Malaysia. So I found out that they're going to do some regeneration works, which will see more indigenous trees being planted, and which some are endemic.
Okay, all right. Because it's fairly new, right?
It's new. So right now, the only trail that's open is only about 1 kilometre long. But I think mid-next year, they're going to extend it to 4 kilometres. Okay. And there's also going to be a campsite.
Nice.
Yeah, and in the pipeline, they're going to build a massive children's water play area. And they're going to have a canopy walk and also an event space.
Lovely. And there's some trails that you can take your children on, right?
Yeah.
And that's suitable for all ages?
So yeah, my 2-year-old managed to do it without any problem.
Okay.
So the entrance for that is you enter to the nursery and you can either exit at the campsite or you can make a loop and come out back to the nursery because the parking is closer towards the nursery entrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess things that you should come prepared with, though, are like water bottles and things. I don't think there's no like water...
There is a water filter at the nursery.
Okay.
But while you're doing the trek, your kids might get... We brought some snacks and we brought a water bottle, but they were fine. They were just like too excited to bother about drinking or eating.
Okay. And it's beautiful. I'm guessing like lots of, like you said, you know, the pulai tree, so many other trees.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. And you can hear birds chirping, mm-hmm. insects. It was a little stream as well, but it's not open. It's not like you can go into the stream. Yeah, it's not open to public. Okay. I don't think so. And the campsite's not open to the public yet. Okay. It'll be open next year.
All right. Yeah. So, but I mean, because it's fairly new, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Okay. But I think we're quite excited about what's going to happen to the area, and we're really looking forward to seeing like the other sites being completed.
Okay, and there's no entrance fee of any sort?
No, it's totally free. But I think they close at about 7, if I'm not mistaken, because they don't want to put on lights, because they don't want to disturb the whole natural process of day and night.
Sure. I mean, they don't want to disrupt the animals and in their natural habitat, right? Okay, so that was Taman Tugu Park. Yeah. And what about other things more like, you know, museums and things like that?
Another of our favourites is a police museum. It's actually a little gem in the area. It's totally free, but there's so many things you can see about and learn about our police force. You can learn about history, which started from the Malacca Sultanate era. And also you can view your uniforms, the mode of transportation used, the medals they conferred. And I think one of the best for me was the collection of weapons displayed.
Oh, wow.
I can imagine
the kids loving that.
Yeah, it was really interesting. And also in the compound of the museum, you can find old tank cars.
Yeah,
I think tank mobiles is what you call it. Yeah.
Okay, so all the old former army
machinery. A Cessna. Wow. They have a boat and a carriage, like a train carriage.
Okay, so something the kids must just go mad with these things.
They love it.
Yeah, are they allowed to kind of go and touch it and just kind of interact with it a little bit?
Not really.
Probably not.
It was all behind the displays, not really.
Okay, all right. And that, as you mentioned, is free as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and just normal opening hours, I suppose.
Yeah, except on Friday, they close for Friday prayers. But other than that, I think it's from like 8 to 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, all right. So that's a museum. Any other interesting museums in the neighborhood?
Yeah, the National Museum is really nice. It gives an overview of our Malaysia's history. And it's divided into 4 galleries. The first gallery, the prehistory gallery, that was really interesting because they have this Perak man. It's a skeleton that was discovered in Perak, and I think it's about 11,000 years old. So
oldest,
then we found
that
we found that really interesting. And there's a gallery on the Malay kingdoms, the colonial era, and Malaysia today. So I heard we haven't had the chance to go on the guided tours, but I heard they're really good, and they conduct those tours every day at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. And it's sad, you know, because I think. You and me, that generation, we never went to the museum
I'm really lucky my children brought me to this kind of places, because if not it would totally go unnoticed.
I think it used to get quite a lot of flack, the museum, but I mean obviously it's something for the children. They loved it, right?
Some of the exhibitions were a bit too mature for them, but they just love walking around and just exploring the place.
Yeah, and who knows what they're getting out of it, right?
Exactly.
So that, of course, as you said, is open every day?
Yeah, that's open every day.
Every day, okay.
Yeah, there is some very minimal entrance fee. It's only a few ringgit.
Okay, all right. I mean, better than the shopping centre where you'll spend I don't know how much on ice cream and chocolates.
That's true.
What are some other interesting places to visit?
The Islamic Arts Museum, that's a really beautiful place. It's really very, very well maintained. And there's Islamic arts from all over the world with an emphasis on collections from Asia. Mm-hmm. So China and Southeast Asia are very well represented. And I think to me, the museum itself is like a piece of art. It's a very modern building, but very interesting Islamic details. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they have all sorts of, jewelry exhibitions, costumes, beautiful calligraphies. But this one, it's a bit mature, but they have a really nice children's library.
Okay.
And they conduct daily arts and craft activity for kids below 12.
Okay.
And during weekends, they have a weekend workshop where they talk about art, they tell stories. It's really fun.
Is there sort of an age group for this or open to anyone? For these particular children?
For the daily activities, it's for below 12. For the weekend workshops, I'm not too sure, but I would say below 14.
Below 14, okay. Yeah. And free admission as well?
There is a very minimal entry fee as well.
Okay, all right. And I guess, how did your kids react to it? You know, how did they enjoy it?
I think the museum itself was a bit... I think they weren't appreciative of the beautiful art in the museum, but they really loved the children's library. It's full of all sorts of books, plenty of English books, and just all sorts, not just books on like Islamic art, but just all sorts of work. They have a really huge range.
Okay. And yeah. I guess, you know, this is a clever way to kind of get them interested in
music. Exactly. I was really happy to see that they have that something for children, mm-hmm. because I think when we were visiting the museum, like they were starting to lose interest. So when we stumbled upon the library, they were really excited about it. And I'm glad that they conduct this weekend workshops as well, because at least when they talk about the art and when they tell stories about the art, like, it you know, it starts, it ignites,
sparks
your interest, hopefully, to appreciate it when they grow older.
Yeah, and you know, then there's no like bad association with these places. They're like, oh, okay, museum's a fun place, right? Not some, you know, misery-inducing activity.
Yeah.
Anything else? Any other interesting places within that area?
There's, of course, a butterfly park and a bird park.
Ah.
The butterfly park, it's a fairly small tropical garden, and it's not so stroller-friendly, but because it's small, it was easily manageable by my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids love it. They love the exhibition. They love seeing the bugs up close and all that. But personally, I feel like it really needs some restoration. Like, the place looks a bit outdated, but it did a bit rundown, but it didn't bother my kids. We've actually been there twice in 1 week.
Lucky children, you have. Such a sporting mom.
Yeah.
Yes, but I guess there's a lot to see.
I guess being just up close with the insects was like just an amazing experience for them.
Okay, and the bird park as well.
Yeah, and the bird park. It's reputed to have the largest free flight walk in every in the world,
mm-hmm.
and it is a lot of fun. Like the first time we went there, just walking by these peacocks and pelicans, my kids were found it a bit surreal. They weren't sure if the birds were actually real or were they so that was really fun for them. And it's a massive space. It's got like water features and plenty of foliage. It's beautiful there.
Yeah, and that's also quite crowded, I think, during the weekends.
It can get busy. And like, I think weekdays they have a lot of school tours as well, so it can get a bit busy. But like I said, it's a massive space, mm-hmm. so it's not a problem for the children.
But was it a problem? Because is this one also not so stroller-friendly?
This one is stroller-friendly. The bird park is very stroller-friendly.
Okay, all right. Yeah. And I'm sure there's lots of places to stop and have a drink.
Yeah, they have a restaurant there.
Okay.
Yeah, and plenty of shaded areas, mm-hmm, for the kids to rest.
Does it tend to get a little bit hot? You know, should we come prepared with like a little cap and things like that?
Yeah, I would advise so too, and like some sunscreen to protect the kids, but...
Okay.
Yeah, it's really nice.
Do you need to kind of prepare your children? Because I think the birds are all kind of just roaming freely, aren't they? Like the peacocks, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, any fear on the part of your kids, for example?
They would just like, I'm worried for the birds.
Oh dear, poor birds.
But it was like, I guess we have to always make sure that our kids are not, you know, they don't, like, just to like rein them in, because you know, we don't want them to like hurt the birds, and you know, birds are birds, so you know, they will come and attack if they feel like they're being threatened. They also have bird shows going on. We unfortunately haven't managed to catch any shows, but yeah, they have, if you time your visit, you can catch the bird shows. And I think one thing not to be missed is getting a picture with the macaws, the colorful macaws.
So I think there's a lot of those kind of opportunities,
yeah,
right? Taking photos and good memories for the
kids. Yeah, it's a beautiful memento to bring back.
Okay, and I think there's just one more place within that area that is really worth visiting.
Yeah, the planetarium. My son, he's obsessed with anything space related, so the planetarium is another favorite attraction that we go to often. Some of the interesting exhibitions is anti-gravity room. It gives you the illusion that you're somewhat, not really floating, but kind of spinning in the room. And there's also the space lab. And you can also follow Dr. Sheikh Muzaffar's journey to space, which I found quite interesting. But yeah, one thing about this place that I wish they could do is like maintain it a bit well, because some of the exhibitions wasn't working.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Too many buttons being pushed and things like that.
I guess
like
so,
that.
But
yeah,
like I said, it didn't dampen my children's spirits. They just love exploring everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess everything here is just like a good starting point to get them interested in these sorts of, you know, science and nature and, you know, even history, right?
Yes.
It's a wonderful kind of starting step for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So lots of places to visit
then. Yeah, plenty. There's a lot more, but we haven't had a chance to check out. But Yeah, plenty of fun stuff. Just in one, like, one area alone.
Yeah. So we can't complain, like, that we don't have things to go and take our kids for.
Definitely, yeah. There's a lot, like, there's definitely a lot to explore on KL. And, you know, if you really look, there's definitely more stuff to do than just visiting the malls.
True. Yeah. And you know, if people want further information, you've written an article for Happy Go KL.
Yeah.
Right? So you can get all the information there. Yes. And I think there's all the useful links and everything there.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much, Liana,
Thank
for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Juliet. Thank you for having me.
And as always, if you're looking for some fun stuff to keep the kids busy with, lots happening over this weekend until the end of the month. There's a puppet theatre performance for kids called The Man Who Planted Trees. This is an inspiring story of a shepherd and his dog who plant a forest, acorn by acorn, transforming a barren wasteland into a living forest. This is an award-winning production and it's suitable for children aged 6 and above. That's happening over at PJ Live Arts from the 8th to the 13th of October. If you want to take your kids for some reading, Mix It Up, Making Reading Fun by Rachel Quaz. That is a morning of fun for the kids and parents with tips from child and family development specialist Rachel on how to make the most out of story times, interactive storytelling and hands-on activities. And participants get to take home their very own copy of the book. That's happening over at Me Books at UBSM in the school in Jaya 1. And that's on the 13th of October from 10 to 11:30 a.m. If you want some music and some performance, over at the MPO Open and Ipin, that's over at Day One Philharmonic Petronas, there'll be screenings of colourful animations with live music by the MPO. That's on the 14th of October at both 2:30 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. If you want to take your kids for some art shows, there's the Art Expo Malaysia 2018 happening from the 12th to the 14th of October. That's over at Matrade Exhibition and Convention Centre. Lots and lots of art, all within one vicinity and from different countries. And finally, the Kuala Lumpur Eco Film Festival is happening from the 22nd to the 28th of October. There are lots of documentaries perfect for teens. There are lots and lots of workshops as well, some of them suitable for the younger ones. You just need to check out their program on the Eco Nights website for the full program, and also to find out, you know, how much it costs and what sort of age groups are suitable for some of the activities. So that's all happening, you know, throughout the rest of October. If you'd like to find out more, you can always head to happygokl.com. And if you miss any part of this interview or any previous Family Time interviews, you can search for the podcasts on our BFM app, available on Google Play and the App Store. This has been Family Time on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.